For 72 hours earlier this month, residents in Toledo, Ohio, were told not to use the city's water because of a toxic algae bloom. It's a story that gave many a renewed appreciation for being able to turn on a faucet and drink whatever comes out. In Warren County, Bowling Green Municipal Utilities is in charge of treating the water and delivering it to the community. Doug Kimbler, who's the superintendent of treatment plants, took us on a tour last week so we could get a better idea of what actually goes into the process. We started by overlooking the source, the Barron River, on the east side of downtown. Then we briefly stepped inside.
We have two pumps actually running in here right now. It's a fairly hot day for Bowling Green. We'll probably produce somewhere between 21 and 22 million gallons of water between Bowling Green and Warren County.
The pumps bring in the water, and any large objects are removed. Back outside, we walk up a staircase to a series of outdoor tanks where antioxidants can remove organics like algae bloom.
We're very fortunate to not be in a situation such as Charleston, West Virginia, where we have chemical plants upstream. We really don't have a lot of industry up there, so we do see organic runoff from farms, but that's about it, and that makes for a much more easily treated water source.
The next step in the water treatment process takes us back indoors, inside an ornate brick building from 1928, with wrought iron handrails and terrazzo floors. We pass by a display of equipment that one time was used to monitor Bowling Green's water supply.
Now, this panel, which is about 5x5, is been replaced by one computer screen that does 100 times more work than what this panel would ever have done.
Past the filter gallery and into the next room comes the high-tech part. We see a series of computer monitors and a big flat screen in the middle, a colorful representation of BGMU's entire system.
With this monitor, we can see what's happening in our treatment plant. We have a schematic that simulates what's happening out there with different readings showing us the flow rates that's going through the plant, the turbidity levels in the plant, and the amount of chemical that's in the plant that's being fed in at any one time, as well as the flow rate going out of the plant.
A few feet from the computer monitors, there's a large sink sitting below a half dozen faucets. Kimbler says it's a way to test the water at several different stages of the treatment process. He says they conduct about 1.2 million tests a year. At BGMU's downtown headquarters, we spoke to water systems manager Mike Garner. He's been there for 13 years and says algae blooms are nothing new.
The problem has really come to light here more recently because, frankly, the Corps of Engineers started sampling for it and looking at it. It's not necessarily a new problem at all.
The Army Corps of Engineers has issued several advisories this summer for Kentucky lakes, including Barron River Lake. The advisories come when the concentration of toxins rise above a certain level. John Brumley, an environmental scientist with Kentucky Department of Water, says those levels are much smaller than what was seen in Ohio.
We're talking amplitude of 10 times more than what we normally see in lakes around Kentucky.
Back at the treatment plant, Doug Kimbler says any time there's an incident, like the toxic algae bloom in Toledo or January's chemical spill in West Virginia, his crew comes together to analyze what happened.
Even though these operators at these water plants are doing the best they can, sometimes they're overwhelmed by exterior events or external events.
Sometimes, he says, there's no way to control those external factors, but with constant testing and evolving technology, they can try to minimize the risk as much as possible. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.